Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Helena. Welcome to episode 153 of my podcast. This is a clip from a live stream that I did on my YouTube channel on what to do if a man pulls away or you're worried you might have pushed him away. This is one of the top questions I get from women in my community. And if you're familiar with my work, you know that it's not about playing games or applying tactics and manipulation strategies to make a man do anything that he doesn't want to do all on his own. This is about getting lasting results with a man who's truly right for you, or getting bored and losing interest in a man who's not right for you. If you'd like to see a video of this episode, that will be the first link in the show notes. The next link under that will be my website, helenaheartcoaching.com, where you can sign up for the free gift that I talked about in this live stream. That's my 3 keys to attract the man you want report and audio training. That's 100% free, and it will also sign you up for my newsletter, where you can get updates on new episodes, as well as dating and relationship tools and insights that I don't share anywhere else. If you've been enjoying my podcast episodes, feel free to leave me a rating or write a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. On Spotify, that will be at the top of my podcast homepage. You just need to click the 3 dots that are to the right of the settings icon at the top of that page. On Apple Podcasts, that will be at the bottom of my podcast homepage. 5-star ratings help my podcast out a lot. It helps my podcast get recommended to more people so we can spread this message of self-love and empowerment and tuning into your authentic self and radiating that out so you'll naturally become magnetic to anything you desire in life and love. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everybody, this is Helena Hart. Welcome to my live stream on what to do if a man pulls away or you're worried you might have pushed him away. Say hi in the chat. Let me know where you're watching from, if you're listening live here on YouTube. And while I'm waiting for some people to join, if this is your first time to my channel, make sure to hit the button to subscribe so you don't miss any of my videos on how to attract the man you want and create an amazing relationship with him that lasts. So I hear from so many women every day, literally, who are feeling anxious because they're worried they might have pushed a man away, or a man might have pulled away suddenly without warning, leaving her feeling confused or anxious, like she might have done something wrong. We've all been there, myself included, so I know how painful it can be in a situation like that, and it's hard to know what to do next or what not to do. So that's what I'm going to be talking about here today. And the first thing I want you to do if a man has pulled away or you're worried you might have pushed him away is ask yourself, was this man showing up for me consistently? Was he showing me with his consistent actions over time that he was serious about me and ready to move things forward? Was he motivated to get into a relationship with you? Or if the two of you are already in a relationship, was he motivated to really work on things and take things to the next level or whatever it is you are looking for here? And my guess is, reading some of the comments lately here on YouTube and some of the comment sections of some of my other videos, is I'd say maybe about 80 to 85% of people in this situation might say, no, he wasn't showing up for me consistently. And really, there's nothing you can do in a situation like that where he just was kind of coming in and out. He was hot and cold all on his own, and you were there and open and available to him. If a man isn't showing up consistently, then there's nothing you can do to make him more interested in you or make him chase you or make him commit. You can't make a man do anything he doesn't want to do all on his own. I could be wrong on that 85%, so I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comment section or in the live chat if you're in this situation. What's your answer to this first question? Was he showing up for you consistently or not? Was he showing you with his consistent actions over time that he's motivated to get into a relationship with you? And if he was, and it was your own anxiety or maybe fear of intimacy or insecurity or patterns of masculine energy that showed up that were maybe modeled to you in your family of origin or something like that. If it was your energy that pushed him away, that's a different story. That's where leaning back can be fantastic and just change everything for you. But the man had to have been showing up consistently from the start in order for this to work in a way that's permanent and lasting, which I know you're looking for. If what you want is that lifelong partnership or that committed relationship, that's what we're going for here. That's what most people here on my YouTube channel are looking for. So if he was showing up consistently and it was your energy or your anxiety or something like that, maybe your criticism that pushed him away, then all you need to do in a situation like that, I'd say 95% of the time, is just stop doing all of the things that were pushing him away. And that could look like all different kinds of things. I'd love to hear your experiences with this. Let me know in the comment section. That could look like if you were blowing up his phone, just simply stop initiating contact. Not in a cold way, like I'm going to ignore his text message or anything like that. You can absolutely respond to him when he comes back towards you, which he will if he's the right man for you and he's truly interested. But it could be stop blaming him or making him wrong or trying to make something happen. If that's what pushed him away, if that was coming out of maybe an anxious attachment style or something like that, working with a therapist or coach or counselor can be really helpful to kind of dig deeper into some of these patterns. But often all you need to do in a situation like this, if he was showing up consistently and coming towards you, is stop doing what was pushing him away. Stop trying to move things forward or make something happen or get answers from him, whatever it was. And the right man, like I mentioned, will absolutely come back towards you when you do that. You don't need to lean forward and apologize or grovel or tell him you're going to be not contacting him right now. You don't need to do any of that. That's your masculine energy trying to fix things in this moment. It's that urgency that can really keep a man at arm's length, especially a masculine energy man, right? So you don't need to tell a guy what you're doing. Just simply pull your energy off of him. Take your focus off of him just for right now. Put it on yourself and your own life and get busy with something else. Not to strategically make him chase you or make him step up or anything like that, but you need to focus on yourself, get absorbed in something else, go do something fun with your friends, get involved in a work project, something like that. And I promise you, if he's truly interested, if he's the right man for you, he will come back towards you all on his own. Even the wrong men will come back towards you. So it's what you do when he comes back towards you that's going to make all the difference. Then if you need to apologize for something, if you need to have a conversation, like I felt a little confused when I hadn't heard from you all week, is there something I should know? That's the time to do it, when his energy is coming back towards you. So right now is not the time to panic. It's not the time to blame yourself or beat yourself up. It's simply about pulling your attention and focus off of him, putting it on yourself and your own life where it belongs. And then when he comes back towards you, if you have to have a conversation, that's the time to do it. Of course, there's all kinds of different situations here. It's hard to give one size fits all advice, but that's the general template. So if you're not sure what category this man falls into, if you don't know if he was truly interested or if he was just hot and cold because he was breadcrumbing you or putting you on the back burner or something like that, you can't go wrong by leaning back. You can't go wrong by focusing on yourself and your own life, watching what this man does and see how it makes you feel. Notice what he does all on his own without any prompting or prodding or pressure or trying to make something happen on your end. You cannot go wrong by leaning back. And I also wanted to mention here that you want a man who's attracted to you and pursuing you and coming towards you when you are warm and open to him, when you're being yourself, basically. You don't want a man who's only pursuing you when you're cold or distant or ignoring him or applying tactics towards the situation or something like that. You want a man who is into you because of who you are deep down, because you can't keep these facades going forever. That's why my work is about being 100% authentic and just showing a man who you truly are. If you've been acting out of anxiety or insecurity or trust issues or something, and that's what's been pushing a man away, that's not who you truly are. You want to get in alignment with the part of yourself that knows that everything's working out for you. And of course, the right man's going to pursue you and want to commit all on his own. So get in touch with that part of yourself, whether it's this man in question here or a man who's an even better match for you. Once you trust that things are going to fall into place pretty easily with the right guy, the wrong people naturally drop off and fade away. And that makes room for the right man to step into your life and show up and come towards you. And you actually want that to happen. You want to embody the mindset that you want the men who are just stringing you along to drop off and fade away. I know the tendency to try to keep these connections, these sort of half-hearted connections, active and alive out of a fear of losing this man. Like, I might lose this man if I don't constantly lean forward and text him and move things along. He's just going to fade away if I don't do that. You actually want that to happen. And that will just create the space for the right person to step in. So that's what I wanted to share today. And you can get my free gift, 3 keys to attract the man you want, report and audio training. That's totally free on my website, HelenaHartCoaching.com. That is in the description right underneath this episode. Hope everyone has a great weekend and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.